To the casual outside observer, middle-class suburbia can look like a fairly boring place, but what's really going on behind those well-tended gardens, long driveways, and screened porches? I'm Lisa Morgan, and today on The Weekly Reader, our book critic Marian Winnick reviews two new novels, each with a unique take on sex and drugs and rock and roll, but mostly sex. Hi, Marian.
Hi, Lisa. Kimberly King Parsons' debut novel, We Were the Universe, takes us into the life and mind of a very honest and appealing young Texas mom named Kit. Kit's remarkable and original stream of consciousness narration obsessively circles the loss of her younger sister, Julie, who died while Kit was pregnant 4 years ago. Back when they were growing up in Wink, Texas, the two had a band with their best friend, Yesenia, called You Are the Universe, a name that grew out of their epic psychedelic adventures on the pink shag rug of a boy they called Big Large. As the novel opens, Kit is soon to take an actual trip, a weekend in Montana, with her best friend Pete, ostensibly to help him get over being dumped by his partner Brian. Until it's time to go, she's following her usual routine, wheeling her stroller between Hidden Wonders Playground, Tiny Toad's Gymnastic Center, and the home she shares with her sweet husband Jad and tiny tyrant of a daughter. Kit still loves sex and psychedelics, though these days her one-night stands are fantasy only, and she can't take drugs because she's still nursing. Nevertheless, both are frequently in her always interesting thoughts. As the Kirkus reviewer suggested, along with the work of Melissa Broder and Miranda July, this book seems evidence of a new psychedelia, young women writers updating Carlos Castaneda for the 21st century, filling the eternal trippy desert with love and yearning and laughter. I haven't read a book in a long time that made my jaw drop like Olive Days by Jessica Elisheva Emerson. Like every other wife in her Southern California community, Rena is the invisible hero of the relentless Jewish calendar, and Emerson's debut gives a sense of the obsessive, repetitive cleaning, cooking, hosting, and gift-giving this entails that is almost overwhelming. Usually when you read pages and pages about food and cooking, it makes you hungry. Here, it's more likely to make you nauseous, right along with the characters. There's a surprising amount of barfing in this book, but that's not what I was so flipped out about. As the novel opens in June 2011, the Orthodox Jewish men in Rena's husband's circle have decided to permit themselves an evening of wife swapping, telling their wives it's a thing people do to help their marriages last. The swap is described in the graphic terms that are a consistent feature of this intensely carnal novel, and though I can't read the wildest sentences on the radio, you won't have any trouble finding them. In any case, Rena doesn't like her husband passing her to another guy, even one little bit, and it inspires her to make some decisions of her own. First, she starts an affair with the local rabbi, and soon after she meets Will Ochoa, the teacher of an evening painting class her bossy husband decides she should take. Rena and Will quickly realize that what is happening between them is real love, the kind that demands you change your life. But, of course, it's not that easy. The plot continues to unfold at a breakneck pace, including vehicular trauma, unexpected pregnancy, life-threatening illness, and more. But can anything match the brute force of Orthodox ritual? If you're tired of the same old, I can assure you that Olive Days is unlike anything you've read before.
The books are We Were the Universe by Kimberly Kim Parsons and Olive Days by Jessica Elisheva Emerson. You can find more information about these titles in our podcast at WIPR.org or wherever you get your podcasts. You can find the books at your favorite local bookstore or online at bookshop.org. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marian Winnick.